There's a very powerful medrash that the Sfas Emes extended in a beautiful, beautiful way. The medrash says, "Kinan hu Eliezer, va'yidei shesheros osa tzadik be'emuna, yotza mi'viklal arur l'klal baruch." In this week's parasha, Eliezer is referred to as Bo Baruch Hashem, as Baruch. Even though he, if you will, he was born under the star of Arur. And the Sfas Emes in Tav Reish Lamed Daled in this week's parasha extends the idea that the Medrash says that because Eliezer attached himself to Avram, he transformed himself from Arur to Baruch. And the Sfas Emes gives us a very powerful line in Emunah. V'chein b'chol ish al yedei emuna k'ro'i la'avoydes Hashem yisparach adoin ha'kol. And so too through emuna. Not only Eliezer's attachment and emuna quotes in Avram Avinu, but certainly kal v'chomer emuna na'kodesh baruch hu b'vada yoytze michlal orer levoruch. A person will certainly be able to transform himself and go out from the state of Arur to Baruch. What exactly does the Sfas Emes mean? I want to share with you the Torah of a tremendous Magid that's alive today. His name is Reb Melech Biderman. Melech Biderman is known as a tremendous, tremendous Darshan. I could personally attest that Reb Melech is a unique Talmud Chacham. Why? I went to hear him for the first time. And I was learning in a side room. There were about 600 people that were waiting for him in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And I lucked out that the room that he passed through, where I was learning with my son, we were both learning Gittin at the time, and he passed through a small Beis Medrash, and he peered over our Gemara, because there's halacha, you're not allowed to walk through a Beis Medrash and make it a kapandria, a shortcut. So Reb Melech Biderman peered in to our Gemara. There were 500 people waiting for him, but he had to stop. He peered into my son's Gemara, Gittin Dav Zayin, boom! He started telling us a drasha. On the spot, he didn't even look in the Gemara. On the Gemara, Dav Zayin Amal. So I could attest personally that the man is holding at least an agada anywhere in Shas. He has a very, very powerful ha'ara that he quotes from the Shin of a Rebbe. The Pasuk says in regards to Hagar, Vatelach Vatesa Bamidbar. In last week's parasha, it says that she wandered in the desert. Rashi says that she returned back to Avodah Zarah. The Shin of a Rebbe asked, how do we know that she returned to Avodah Zarah? All the Pasuk says was that she wandered. How do we know that she returned to Avodah Zarah? He suggests a fascinating yisod. Now, Rabosai internalized this idea. In many ways, this is one of the most important keys to success in life. The Rebbe said, the Shin of a Rebbe said, that if Hagar was wandering and she felt lost, then it must be that she lost her cognizance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because there's no such thing as an individual who simply lost. Rav Mordechai Progomansky repeated this idea. He was a famous Talmud Chacham from the Mir Yeshiva, who used to go around and helping many Jews in White Russia. And he was with a Moel, and they were entirely lost. And he said this word, Vatelach Vatesa Bamidbar. He said over a similar type of idea. He said, but we're not lost. There must be a reason that we're here. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, someone came to them and said, I know of a sincere family who hasn't found a Moel for 2 months. They're still looking for a Moel. And that means that if Kodesh Baruch Hu has put you in a particular spot, you're not wandering, you're not lost, and if you feel like you're wandering, you're lost, that's a sign that Hagar has gone back to Avodah Zarah. I love the story, the legend that we say in Brisk, that Reb Chaim had such powerful deductive and inductive reasoning that when he would look out the window, he'd be able to say, that man just lost his job. That fellow is late for Shachris. He would just watch people walking down the street. Legend has it that his son, the Brisker Rav, was standing next to Reb Chaim, and he was looking out the window one morning, and Reb Chaim did a double take. And he looked very confused. So the Briscoe said, "Father, what's bothering you?" So he said, "I can't figure out what that guy is doing." So Briscoe ran out of the house. He grabbed the guy. He said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I don't know, I'm lost." Reb Chaim felt that he was lost. So Reb Chaim was confused. For a Jew, there's no such thing as being lost. No matter what the challenge, no matter where you are, there's a particular tafkid. And vatelach vatesa b'midbar, the Torah uses the expression on other individuals, vatesa, they were wandering, but vatesa im Elohim, they're wandering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu next time. But by Hagar it doesn't say that. Zot tehele gechida, vayiyu yimei chaye sara. Rashi tells us on the pasuk, Kol Hashanim Ayushavim. All of her years were equal. Says the Chida, very interesting. Vayiyu could be read forwards and backwards. Whether things were going backwards or whether things were going forwards, everything for Sarah was a component of Avodas Hashem. When things are up and things are down, sometimes things look like that there's a tragedy or there are challenges to make instances a little bit easier, tragedies are harder for us to fathom. But challenges in life, and every once in a while, those things are extremely difficult, that seem to be hafuch, backwards from what we wanted, are really for the best. Avram Avinu is commanded to slaughter his son Yitzchak. According to the Ramban, that goes back to the expression, Lech Lecha, Lahanascha Lutovascha. Asks Rav Biederman, how could you describe Lech Lecha La'anasa L'tovascha for the Akeda? It was a Nisayon that Avram Avinu had to do, but that's a Hana for Avram Avinu? And the answer is that if you look in the Ramban in Perichov Deis Pasuk Kazayin, the Ramban tells us that yes, ultimately, it was L'tova Seinu. Without the process of the Akeda, then we would never have reached the places that we were supposed to reach. Vihine, huftach, through the Akeda, only because Akeda, Avram Avinu is promised, shelo yigrom shum chet yich lezaro. In other words, that painful struggle was ultimately lahanos Avram Avinu. And that's a very, very powerful thing that we need to internalize. It was my grandfather's yard site this past week. My grandfather, when he was your age, just to appreciate how lucky you are, sitting in this kollel, in this yeshiva, just to appreciate how lucky you are. You know, my grandfather also went to yeshiva, but there was no such thing as yeshiva in Poland at that time. By the Hasidim, my grandfather was born into a family of Gerich Hasidim. What they would do is they would go to another shtetl and learn in another shtibl. My grandfather slept on the bench in the shtibl, and he didn't have any normal meals. My grandfather was lucky that he had one decent family that invited him, and then his Rebbe told him, "You know what, I'm a little concerned that the family that you're going to, the children are," and that time was very common in Poland, that many of the children weren't so religious, "that the children aren't as religious as the parents." He said, "I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I don't think you should go for that one good meal you have a week," and my grandfather stopped going. That was a life that they lived in Poland. My grandfather didn't think of leaving that. Not the hardship, but then something happened to him. After he got married, my grandfather went, like many Jews, and tried to make a little bit of money in business. There was no such thing as learning in kollel in those days. And in the middle of a business deal with a Polak, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Polak socked him across the face, a punch. And my grandfather responded, and he put him in the hospital. Family got very scared because the word in the shtetl was that the Polaks were out for revenge. At that moment, my grandfather decided that he was leaving to Canada. My grandmother's entire family was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem. That was one of the biggest crises the family had ever had, when there was this looming fear, and ultimately my grandfather felt that the best thing was to leave. But that saved his life. That's the pshat in the Svas Emes. Says the Svas Emes that if you have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't believe that you're simply wandering, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting you in a very particular position, emuna takes what seems to be a klala, and slowly you'll be able to see it as a bracha. But you have to be willing to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go into it with open eyes and not kicking and fighting. I applied to 2 grad schools when my year was up. My parents said a year after marriage I could learn in Kollel and I could apply and then I have to get a job and go to grad school. I applied to Brooklyn College and Columbia University. I wanted to stay in Brooklyn because my wife was studying in Brooklyn College. And I thought that would be even better for my learning once I start working. And I got back the response from Brooklyn. What's a better school? Columbia, right? I got back the letter from Brooklyn College. And I was rejected. I didn't even want to go to Columbia. It was easier, it was more convenient. All right, my parents would have been a little bit happier if I would go to Columbia. But then I got rejected from Brooklyn. Probably get rejected from Columbia too if I got rejected from Brooklyn. And I was really disappointed. 2 days later, I got accepted into Columbia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through a series of things I still don't understand to this day, I moved to Upper West Side. I was able to continue learning in the Kollel and YU, and I probably would not be in Yerushalayim today if I hadn't suffered that rejection. Sometimes when a person goes through a rejection, then that rejection ultimately with emuna could really be a bracha, not a klala. And that's a talent, to slowly be able to take those rejections and be able to use them to propel yourself forward and not to fall into chas v'chalila despondency. Rav Shach described a very similar story that I mentioned from my grandfather. Maybe it's even more dramatic in the life of Rav Shach. Rav Shach was an orphan. His father passed away when he was a teenager in yeshiva. And Rav Shach was, on a certain level, very hurt. He described that when he got married, he had no advocate. And what was common in Lithuania at the time is when good boys who were in yeshivas got married, someone made sure that they had some basic possessions. Someone made sure that they had a basic apartment. And Rav Shach had none of that. No one who advocated for him. And he was hurt. And he felt very lonely. Rav Shach said when the war broke out, he had nothing. Most of his friends who were learning in the Kollel went back. In Lithuania there were a couple of Kollelim. Went back to their hometowns to get their basic possessions and then figure what they were going to do. Shach said, I had nothing. And I began to run right away. And that's what saved my life. Sometimes there's something in our marriages, in our education, in our jobs, that seem to be a klala. But often, if a person has emuna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that could really become a profound bracha. And learning to be able to deal with those klalos, learning to be able to deal with those challenges, that is what creates greatness. There's a story that I'm really fond of, that I've mentioned a couple times, that I think, it's a story about Rav Shach, I think is just the extension of the fact that Rav Shach's life was not easy, and he had to be able to see how his life went from klala to bracha. It's a beautiful story about Avas HaTorah. Rav Shach, when he was about 70 years old, was told by the doctor that he had to sleep more at night. He went with his wife to the doctor. He didn't feel well. And his wife, and the doctor said, it's very simple, Rav Shach, you're just not getting enough sleep. So the doctor said he's got to be in bed by 11 o'clock at night. That night, his wife tucked him in. And 11 o'clock, she insisted that he had to go into bed. So she wakes up at 1 in the morning. Rav Shach's missing. Where is he? He's learning by the dining room table. Okay. She tells him that's not what the doctor said. Next night, she doesn't trust him anymore. He's getting up in the middle of the night. She can't get up in the middle of the night constantly to check up on him. So what she does, she puts out the lights on the fuse box. so that when he gets up in the middle of the night to learn, he's going to turn on the lights, there's no light. She wakes up at 1 in the morning, and she looks around, and Rav Shach is gone. She turns on the lights, he's gone. What happened? In Panovich they had an expression. This wasn't uncommon for Rav Shach to run into the Beis Medrash in the middle of the night, even in his pajamas. You know, we sing in Israel, Paro b'pajama b'emtza laila. There's an expression, Rav Shach b'pajama b'emtza laila. He was Torud, he was thinking and learning, he would run into the Beis Medrash in his pajamas. So that's what happened. I don't know if at that time he ran in his pajamas, but Rav Shach left the house and he went to the Beis Medrash. He outwitted his wife. So what did she do the next night? She put out the fuse box and she locked the door in a way that Rav Shach himself didn't know how to get out of the house. So she managed to lock him in. So she wakes up in the middle of the night, again, 2 in the morning, and he's not in the bed. Poor old lady herself, she wasn't a young lady at the time. The lights are out, the fuse box is out, the house is entirely dark, and she's feeling her way around the house looking for her husband. She finally finds the fuse box. You know where he was? He was in the laundry room, where there's a boiler, and there's an LED light on the bottom of the boiler, and he was standing and learning like this at 70 years old on the LED light from the boiler. A person who has learned to overcome adversity, a person who has learned that the klalos, the things that are difficult in their lives, could really be brachos, are people who ultimately become great. And that's what emunah is. A component, a serious component of emunah, is the ability for us to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns out the lights, I'm going to find a way to come great despite it. Not only despite it, with it, through it. That's what the Sfas Emes is referring to. Sfas Emes says, emunah takes klala and turns it into bracha. Vateilach vateisad. You're never wandering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you a unique opportunity. May we have siyata d'shmaya to be able to see the beauty of that opportunity, to overcome those challenges, and be able to be mekadesh shem shemayim.